Morning. It's Monday, December 27th. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas weekend.
I did.
Today at the Christus Supper, we will be open normal hours, Monday through Thursday. Then on Friday, we will close the cafeteria at 2 o'clock. The PM Grill will not be open all week, and Inspiration Station will be closed all week.
Oh!
Your entree choices today for Monday, meatloaf, two cheese chicken parmesan. At the Express Line, we'll have liver and onions. Your vegetable choices are pasta alfredo, mustard greens, pinto beans, green beans almondine, or country mashed potatoes. Your soup today is a cheddar bacon beer. And you also have a smokehouse turkey sandwich available at the grill during lunchtime.
Yes.
Everyone have a blessed day, and thank you.
Well,
at the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording.
We really should leave a message for the Christus Schumpert cafeteria of all things. This is, by the way, the podcast for the Independence Bowl, which is tonight between Georgia Tech and the Air Force Academy. The Falcons versus the Yellow Jackets. I'm always going to bet against insects when it's a matter of predatory birds versus small, stinging pseudo-bees. Joining me for this podcast will be renowned ACC expert. And keep in mind, when you say renowned ACC expert, it really just means you watch the ACC. Somebody out there cares.
I can name the teams.
Yeah, you can name the teams. Can you actually name the divisions?
Oh, God. Coastal would be Miami, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech. That's right.
I'm impressed if you can even
Wake
like make a
start. Atlantic would be Florida State. I can't do it.
Don't feel bad. I don't know anyone who can. Just because they make no sense whatsoever. None of them. By the way, just to review, the Atlantic is Florida State, Maryland, NC State, Boston College, Clemson, and Wake Forest, which you can remember with the acronym Free Safety, Mames, New Shoes, because College of Charleston wants food. So if you can remember that, that's how you remember the Atlantic Division.
And then, I'll never forget.
Yeah, and then for the Coastal Division in the ACC, you can remember it. It's Virginia Tech, Miami, North Carolina, Georgia Tech, Virginia, and Duke, which is very easily remembered with venereal toddlers might not care getting tongue than Virginia. It's tricky because it's Virginia, but it also means Virginia. Virginia Dam. So I would say if you can remember those two very helpful mnemonic devices, then you'll never, ever forget who is in the Atlantic or the Coastal Division. Is this a bowl game that you watch with any regularity?
The Independence Bowl? No. Except for that, like, there's this sort of macabre fascination I have with it because it's Shreveport, and so there's always a chance you may see either a stadium full of, like, grizzled oil rig workers or port people, or somebody might actually be exploded in some sort of plant accident.
By the way, I want to go back to this notion, port people.
Define
port people.
I moved from a place at the Port of Tampa, and there's a special breed of, like, they're not cool in any sort of piratey sense, but there's this bizarre, like, burly, like, sort of
dock worker kind of type?
Dock worker thing, yeah.
Yeah. You almost make it sound hot. like yeah, port people.
Maybe after a shower. It's real and it's spectacular. That's what I'll say about that.
Well, this does take place in beautiful Shreveport, Louisiana, a place near and dear to my heart, since they're the only place where after I wrote a column, they sent me death threats, which is great. Or more challenges to fight, though. That was my favorite part, that they took it so personally. They said, hey, I want to fight you. And I thought, well, that's kind of a compliment when somebody wants to, because if they want to kill you, that could be impersonal. That's a gun, you know,
right.
That could be long distance. But when they want to fight, they really want to get their hands on you and make you feel their
a lot of
anger.
Personal grappling goes on there.
Yeah, I mean, that's really like, I am angry and I want you to feel it. Therefore, I at least recognize you as a person, you know? So
right.
For that, I do owe Shreveport. We were listening to the Krista Schumpert, the Krista Schumpert Cafeteria Hotline, which is a product of the Krista Schumpert Health Systems of Shreveport, Louisiana. An inspirational hotline if you don't really get the chance too often to call them up and listen to it. Just look it up. You can find their number. It is it's amazing, and usually it's usually a little more exhorting. It's a little more inspirational. Like, don't worry, everything's going to be all right. Now, we've got liver and onions. But as Janie noted, one of their vegetables was pasta Alfredo, which I wasn't aware was a vegetable, but this is Shreveport. We're working under different rules here. Could you name, by the way, if we're going to review the glory of Shreveport, and we're going to go over the events that these players got to go through, because remember, this is all about the players and about giving them a good time and about the tradition of bowl season. And oh golly, doesn't the Independence Bowl have a lot of that? And seriously, actually, it's pretty old. It's older.
Yeah, I mean, here's the events. They have the teams arrive is listed as an event. I'm sure that's fantastic.
Will you get there?
Yeah, the chairman's VIP party at the University Club, which... Is there a university in Shreveport?
Next.
There next. Must be, yeah. The Big Game Show team welcome party. The Big Game Show being in quotes, and that is at the Riverview Hall.
Speckled,
which I imagine to be...
Right, speckled tile.
The most humid, horrible civic center ever. And then team hospital visits on Christmas Day, which was listed as TBD. I guess the
were they just going to size up the hospitals and see which one was most cheerful? Right?
Yeah, I guess they have a selection. I mean, clearly to me, your only choice is the one serving chicken beer soup,
Or pasta Alfredo as a vegetable.
Right.
Mashed potatoes. By the way, mashed potatoes was also listed as a vegetable. And if you think mashed potatoes qualifies as a vegetable, you have
mashed potatoes is a dairy. At least in my family, it's basically butter with some. Potatoes floating in it.
I was going to say, I mean, if you don't have the category starch in your diet, right? If you don't think of things as starch, you just have like main dish and sides. Mashed potatoes are like, they can almost be a main dish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you get that and you get like maybe some chicken fingers on the side. And then for greens, you get coleslaw, which is my favorite because it's really just mayonnaise with shoelaces in it. That's usually what coleslaw is when you're talking about these kind of things. And then I think that's it for events, right? Like, there's no, like, zoo visit, like, for the Poinsettia Bowl. There's no bowling for beef like they had with the Humanitarian Bowl. That's it, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a Chesapeake Energy member tailgate party.
Ooh.
Which, I guess, if you're a customer, you're a member of Chesapeake Energy. It is pretty sad. I mean, even Miami at the Sun Bowl today is visiting a boot factory in Texas. And
visiting a boot factory?
Oh, yeah. They're seeing where boots are made.
Did they end up taking Miami's passports, by the way? Because I know Notre Dame, Brian Kelly, took the passports and forbade anybody to go over to Juarez. Did Miami actually take...
They did not actually collect passports because, as one of the players said, I think it was Brandon Harris, none of us have passports. but they are forbidden. They're forbidden to go over there.
Yeah, so now we know that what you suspected is true. Passports are not required in Miami, mostly because right. They probably sold them all.
Right.
Is that an illegal... That's not an illegal benefit, right? The NCAA can't come down and go, oh, you sold your passport, football player, because there's no special football player passport. They might, though. It might be like, oh, well, Miami did this, so we'll suspend FAMU for 8 games.
Right. It'll become a new rule.
Right. We'll take away 7 of their scholarships. This game does also, by the way, it takes place in a stadium, which is located... in close proximity to actual like petrochemical machinery / apparatus. So we could see, and I say this because I learned everything I know about the petrochemical industry from watching Armageddon and from watching Urban Cowboy. Right? So I know that somebody's going to be killed. Probably a mentor, right? Like Paul Johnson will go over there and work in the rigging, right? And he'll die in some sort of horrible lightning accident, and then Josh Nesbitt will have to become twice the man he already is in order to live up to his legacy.
I was going to say Josh Nesbitt might lose his hands, but then he can probably just play the exact same game he plays now.
Yeah, I was going to say it wouldn't affect his passing. Because if we are talking about that, by the way, in a tactical thing, if somehow this game comes down to who can, I guess, go downfield with any kind of consistency.
You got to pick Air Force.
Oh, yeah, the advantage is really, really not Georgia Tech's because, one, Josh Nesbitt, Air Force is practicing as if Josh Nesbitt is going to at least play, if not start every single down, all right? But and Nesbitt, who has been out with a broken arm for a good bit of the season, you know, could be back for tonight's game. They're being kind of cagey about it, which, you know, hey, good on you, Paul Johnson. Stay crafty. I mean, it's exactly what I do, which may not be a good thing for him. But
right.
if it does come down to who can open up with the passing game and actually not be, because these are both triple option teams, very similar in profile, although Air Force's game is, I think, a little more diverse when you look at how they run things. I think the advantage is, of course, ironically, the air advantage is Air Force's.
Hey!
Hey, football talk! But they really do have an advantage. Tim Jefferson is a far better passer and passed far more times than either of Georgia Tech's quarterbacks did this year. They just seem to me to be a little more diverse. They might have they definitely have better players. I don't know if they run their system any better because if you watch Air Force, very precise, very clean, a very disciplined team, which you'll hear that, by the way. That's what the announcers always say. They're like, well, you know, these Air Force players, what they lack with – I'm doing Bob Davey.
Right.
Because it's just default. But they're like, you know, they play with great discipline. Like, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, this is an Army team. But holy shit, these guys are sloppy. Like, you know, not only are they untalented. No, no, no. They will inevitably call them disciplined. But it's true. They really are. Yeah. It's one of those.
Well, you should see them fold a fitted sheet.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the best response ever if they did all of their signals on the sideline with different varieties of folded sheet. You know?
Hey, yeah.
Look at that. That's amazing. I think that is that alpha beta. Let's see. That's alpha twins right option go. Okay. Yeah, we got it.
The double diamond formation.
Yeah, they are pretty limited, right? They're like, and plus that could get kind of fuzzy if one guy really sucks at folding sheets, right?
Like no one in the Air Force sucks at folding sheets.
They might. You never know. I don't. And I'm not up on like. I know my stereotypes about the Navy and about the Marines and about the Army, but it's not like I can, you know, joke about the Air Force and be like, haha, those guys are really.
I know they're kind of the bland ones. Well, which is odd because they have some of the best toys.
Oh, and by the way, I was doing Bob Davey for a reason because you're getting footballed tonight, whether you like it or not. Football! Bob Davey football. He's the announcer along with Mark Jones tonight for the Independence Bowl. But I will say this, if anyone has to suffer through a trip to Shreveport, let it be Bob Davey.
If it can't be Craig James.
If it can't be Craig James, you know, who goes up on that petrochemical apparatus. Yeah. Let it be Bob Football Davy. If you have to pick a team in this, please go ahead and do since we are up against it.
Oh, well, I think you have to pick Air Force. Not only can you not pick an ACC team ever, but what is inspiring to Georgia Tech at all about playing in the Independence Bowl in Shreveport? I mean, you got to figure after a week in Shreveport, they're just trying to get it over with.
Right, and for Air Force, you have to think this is, you know, anytime that they're not
running, it's their prom.
Yeah, exactly. Like anytime they're not
their prom.
I mean, remember what your prom was like? It was probably in some place kind of shitty, but you were like 17 or 18 and didn't care, right?
Yeah, and your life is all downhill after this. They're just going off to Afghanistan or wherever, and
right. Ooh, we're going
last
to
hurrah.
this is the equivalent of them saying, "Woo, Mom, let me have the car. We're going to 101st Airborne, and then later we're going to go to the beach and drink like three beers out of a six pack." Woo! this means so much more. This is way like I think Air Force went to the Bell Helicopter Bowl, the Armed Forces Bowl. This is way better than that because there's legal casinos there.
Your chance of bread pudding is about 65%.
Damn it, that should be the sponsor. This should be the bread pudding bowl.
There should be a bread pudding bowl.
Oh, that would be delicious. I mean, now, okay. I mean, literally, like, it should be an enormous bowl of bread pudding. Not a football game. Not the Avocare V100 Independence Bowl. It should just be the bread pudding bowl. Two teams, two spoons. What you got?